Johannesburg 16, Pretoria, Rustenburg en Mbombela 21 grade.
Not too bad on the roads at the moment. We do have a stationary truck in Midrand. It's N1 northbound before New Road.
Ons begin in Oos-London waar die Nigeriese televangelis Timothy Omotoso 'n dringende aansoek by die hof ingedien het. Hy sê hy wil 'n hersiening van die binnelandse sake se besluit hê om hom as 'n verbode persoon te verklaar. Hy het voor die hof verskyn op aanklagte van immigrasiereg. Dit volg nadat hy oor die naweek in hegtenis geneem is. Sy arrestasie kom 'n maand nadat hy in April van verkrachting en seksuele oortredings vrygespreek is. Die vroueorganisasie van die UDM sê intussen Suid-Afrikaners het die reg om te weet waarom Omotoso steeds in die land is. Die party se Thandi Nontenja.
Figures like Shepherd Bushiri and Timothy Omotoso, both of whom have faced serious allegations of rape and sexual abuse, are emblematic of a dangerous trend where charismatic authority is used to shield criminal behavior.
Vir meer besoek jackarandfm.com en klik op news. Gauteng se finansies LER Lebogang Mahile sal vandag 'n verslag oor die provinsie se finansies en uitgawes voorlee. Hy het in maart begroting van 500 miljard rand ter tafel gelê, Cliff Shiko berig.
The MEC said to give an update on Gauteng's finances and money spent on critical departments including health, education, infrastructure and crime. Mahile previously assured Gauteng residents that even though they are operating under strained fiscal environment, the province is not facing bankruptcy. The provincial government is aiming to improve its spending after the overall expenditure stood at 115 billion rand in November last year. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Die EFF-leier Julius Malema sê hy is nie skaam dat sy visum vir die Verenigde Koninkryk vir Lodewijk geweier is nie. Hy sou by die Cambridge Universiteit se Africa Together konferensie praat. Die Britse hoogkommissaris in Suid-Afrika sê Malema se visum kon weens bankvakansie daar in Brittanje nie afgehandel word nie.
Whether they declare me an international criminal or not, whether they deny me visa or not, Soweto will never deny me visa. Where I am well received, where I am well loved, where ideas do not scare people.
En vandag is internasionale verpleegkundedag. Die departement van gesondheid sê wil oor die komende maande nog 200 verpleegsters werf. Die departement se woordvoerder Vaste Moale.
The department appeals to all stakeholders in the society to join hands with government to make health facilities safer places for nurses to carry out their duties of caring for the sick and provide much needed comprehensive health care without fear of becoming victims of crime.
Additional September top story at this hour, Nigerian televangelist Timothy Omotoso has filed an urgent high court bid following his arrest on immigration law.
This is a weird, weird case, Timothy. I mean, yeah. Just go and read about it. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but varachis, you know, there have been so many attempts to get him out of the country, and now it's Home Affairs.
Versus Omotoso.
Sure. Chanel, how was your weekend, Bok?
It was good, Alex.
Yeah, mine too. The mummy and the family got celebrated. Yay. I hope yours did too. It's always nice, hey.
Yeah.
It's always nice. Maria, my ass in the car, man.
I know. So it's a bit hard, but yeah.
Did you do a video call at least? A WhatsApp video call?
I think my mom was a bit yesterday. Was like, no, we're just chatting on the phone. Today we'll do a video call. The day before we did a video call. So yeah.
Oh, sweet, man. Chatting. But yeah. That's nice.
She was a bit sad that we're not there.
Aww.
None of her kids are around her.
None of them.
None of them.
Sure.
And my dad has unfortunately passed on. So it was just her, like many other moms.
Man.
Empty nest.
Well, luckily, there's a spot for her here in Joburg at your house. Hey, mama, anytime. Pull on in.
Come on.
A tremendous weekend sports-wise. Yo, it was a monster.
For sure.
Can I just say congrats?